From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to the council Monday.
We don't take pleasure in further strengthening sanctions today. We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it. On the other hand, if North Korea continues its dangerous path, we will continue with further pressure. The choice is theirs. Thank you.
Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. Irma's winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. What was left after the storm passed is not fit for reentry, according to the White House. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said terrorists have nowhere to hide Monday as he led the nation in observing the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism ever on U.S. soil, September 11, 2001. The horror and anguish, said Mr. Trump, of that dark day were seared into our memory forever. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis introduced Mr. Trump, noting that 9/11 attacks had only strengthened America's resolve. Memorials to the 2,977 victims of the 9/11 attacks were held at several locations, including the World Trade Center in New York, where the annual bell ringing and reading of victims' names was reenacted. A foreign woman working for the International Committee of the Red Cross has been shot dead in northern Afghanistan. ICRC spokesman told VOA that the incident took place Monday at an orthopedic clinic in the capital. He identified the victim as 38-year-old physiotherapist Lorena Perez, a Spanish national. He said the Afghan intelligence agency has arrested the assailant and launched an investigation into the attack. The shooter was said to be a regular patient and had hidden the pistol in his wheelchair. At least 16 people were killed, most of them regional government soldiers, after Al-Shabaab militants attacked a Somali town on Monday. Security sources say that the militants attacked three locations in the town, which sits on the Somalia-Kenya border. The first attack did target a military base. Independent security sources told VOA that that 14 government soldiers were killed in that attack, with eight others wounded. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect Tuesday. If there are further challenges to the refugee ban, Kennedy said that they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon Tuesday. The Trump administration made an emergency application to the Supreme Court, asking for a stay on an earlier ruling by an appeals court, which effectively reinstated a 120-day ban on entry to the United States by almost all refugees. The lower court ruled last week that refugees could enter the country if a U.S.-based resettlement agency agreed to accept their cases. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.